It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, Dr. Anderson is still out today. Man, we need to fire him. I don't know what is going on. He's having way too much fun in life. Although, he's missing out. We should turn that around. He's missing out. The fun is here, right here on the Staying Young Show. Today, we're talking about midlife crisis. That's right. We're going to shed some light on what happens to the body in middle age and maybe what's sparking that midlife crisis in your life or your spouse's life or somebody you know.
You know, I saw this fantastic Bentley convertible this morning.
You know, they say that you ever buy a red car, have an affair, knock yourself out, honey. Go get any red car you want.
All righty.
I'm just kidding. Don't come home with a Ferrari. All right. So I think it's really important that everybody recognizes that there are some things that just come along with age. And it doesn't mean you have to turn your entire life around. I think for me, it was, and it seemed like this happened like on my 40th birthday. All of a sudden, I couldn't see anything. My eyesight started going, and it was really frustrating for me because I was like, what's wrong with my eyes? And I went to the eye doctor, and he's like, oh, yeah, this happens at 40. I'm like, yeah, that was yesterday. So what was it for you? What was like the first thing when you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting older?
Well, I refuse to age. I refuse to accept
I'm
older.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, this is the Staying Young Show. I'm staying young. I'm like Peter Pan. I refuse to grow up completely.
No, honestly. Honestly, though. I mean, there are listeners, and they're probably saying things like, oh, I started losing my hair, or, oh, I didn't sleep as well as I used to sleep, or whatever.
Well, I think for me, it's not being as at peace or as peaceful as I was when I was younger. I think that is...
Maybe that's because you married me.
I wonder.
No peace. No peace for the Dr. Gammon.
No, I think that in general, as people get over 40 or over 50, they have so many more responsibilities.
Or over 60.
Or whatever. they have so many more responsibilities. You know, your kids are older. You might have college tuitions. You're more successful at your job. You get a job of greater importance at greater reimbursement. And then your parents get older. You have to worry about them, siblings, someone always asking you for money. It gets overwhelming. It gets very stressful.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be at peace. When you're younger, not only you can withstand stress better, generally speaking, but you don't have as many of these conundrums, these puzzles of life that you have to work out.
Conundrums. That's a good word. That should be the word of the day, conundrums.
You're very welcome.
Well, I think we've seen a lot of patients that have come in with what we call midlife crisis, and sometimes it can be a medical thing. Not just that their bodies are changing, but when those bodies are changing, you know, we see a lot of changes in the hormones.
That's right. I mean, typically it's hormones, both male and female, and it can be at any age. I mean, we've seen hormone issues in the 20s for guys. For women, you know, generally you think in the 40s, but actually it occurs much younger, in the 30s or even younger. For example, with women on birth control pills for a long period of time, their testosterone levels drop precipitously, and they get a
another
lot of changes.
Another big word. Man, yeah. Conundrums and precipitously. Are y'all listening? This is an SAT prep course. But really, honestly, I think it's really important to talk about hormones, but we cannot ignore micronutrient deficiencies. We've talked about this on the show before. So many times when we get midlife, we're not eating as nutritiously as we used to, or we're really busy and we're traveling or things are going on. And really for anybody of any age, the nutrition's a big player. But when you have a vitamin D deficiency, or your B vitamins are low, or CoQ10, or you name it, we test 27 different things in the micronutrient test that we do. And I have yet to see somebody come back. Well, there was one, but outside of that one, have people come back without major deficiencies.
Well, that's right. And, you know, to go on a different tact, when people are 21, they might drink a lot of alcohol and get over it quickly, but they find at 35, they drink half that and they can't get over it. And that's just a simple illustration that as we age, our bodies just can't handle things as well as before. Now, if you live clean, you don't drink, and you eat nutritiously, heck, you can stay very young and very healthy.
That's right. And you know, I love that you said don't drink, because there's nothing that says you have to drink. And I think just for the listeners, stick up for yourself. Don't drink. Okay, it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is the time of the show where we find something that is shocking because it made the news, or we're just shocked because we can't believe it. I love this one. I'm not really shocked by this. I think it's a kind of makes sense. This is a study came out of BYU, that's Brigham Young University. So have you ever eaten a full meal at dinner, found yourself scrounging around the kitchen later in the night? You know, when I read this, I thought of you, honey. I really take
it. Oh, come off of it.
No, because at night, you get like, something happens at like 10 o'clock and you go, I'm hungry.
Okay, I'm being defamed here for no reason whatsoever.
No, it's true.
These are all falsehoods.
Every woman out there is going, that's my husband. He does the same thing. I swear.
Falsehoods and lies.
All right, let me get to the study. So it turns out that the brain doesn't react to food the same way at night that it does in the morning. So even though we may be full, we eat a whole meal, by the time it comes nighttime, our brain didn't get the high that it needed at dinner. So it's looking around for a snack. And the worst part, our brains are more likely to drive us towards high calorie, high fat snack options. Well, I was thinking about cookies. I'm not sure why, but that just made me think of cookies.
I don't know cookies. I've never known cookies.
Whatever.
This is so preposterous.
Even Jim's laughing at that. All right, so go on Facebook and find us under Stay Young Media Group, because you can always find health tips there. We always post the latest episode of the show and research studies like this one that we talk about. You can download them there. And don't forget, StayYoungAmerica.com, StayYoungAmerica.com. Grab your pen, 844-WELL-100. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, is coming up at the end of the show.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right, I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551, or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part, my doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas concierge programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today's show has been all about the midlife crisis. And coming up in a few minutes, we have a special guest, Donna Hennis. She's author of The Queen of Myself, Stepping Into Sovereignty in Midlife. You've seen her all over the place. She's an Amazon bestseller. She's a speaker. She's been in the tons of media. And she's, you guessed it, a midlife expert.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
And this Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
That's where I get my mammogram girls. Call them up. They're all over the place, and they are fantastic.
Well, today's Immortal Minute is going to be about bacteria, specifically one type of bacteria called C. difficile or Clostridium difficile. Now, I know this sounds a little complicated, but in this day and age of antibiotics, when antibiotics are overused or abused, they kill off the friendly bacteria inside of us and allow nasty bacteria to grow inside of us, causing really bad symptoms, including the worst, death. And the bacteria usually involved in this is C. difficile. Now, what doctors do is they use other antibiotics to kill the C. difficile, trying to bring back the friendly bacteria. Unfortunately, sometimes it just creates even worse strains of C. difficile. So researchers, and this is an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, did a very clever thing. They devised C. difficile in the lab that didn't harm the human being. In other words, they found a strain of C. difficile that was friendly to the human, and they had people ingest these friendly bacteria. And sure enough, the friendly C. difficile killed off the unfriendly C. difficile, so-called bug wars. And so this is a very elegant way to deal with a very serious problem. And I think we're going to be seeing more of these creative solutions to modern medical problems as the years go by.
So, you know, that's a great story because I love that they kind of thought outside the box. And that's exactly what we're going to have to start doing, like you said, the overuse of antibiotics and such. Okay, so we've got a great guest on with us, Donna Hennis. She's the author of Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Middle Life. She's been referred to as the midlife midwife. And today she's going to give us some great skills on dealing with, you guessed it, the midlife crisis. So welcome to the show, Donna.
Hi, thank you.
So, Donna, the first thing I want to know is if you would agree I need to buy myself a red Ferrari.
Say no. See, she's laughing.
Well, there's freedom in midwife. We can do what we want.
You hear that, honey? She just gave you permission to do whatever you want.
Okay, good.
All right, so why is this your passion, Don? I mean, why is the whole midlife thing, and why are you called the midlife midwife?
Well, I don't like to think of midlife as a crisis, but I like to think of it as a new opportunity. But when I was entering my midlife, there were no books, especially about menopause. I just, you know, it's always about this, it's treated like a disease. And I wanted to know more about midlife. And so I started doing research and I realized midlife is a really hard transition. Most people look back at our lives and we think of ourselves as adolescents, and that is definitely a hard, you know, transition, and growing pains and so on. But that's the key. It's about growing. So even though a lot of us had a hard time as teenagers, emotionally that is, the whole thing was that we were growing into our women and men bodies. We were becoming more independent. We were looking into a bigger circle of the world. So it was really about growing. But midlife is ripe with loss. There's so much loss associated with midlife. Physically, you know, we lose the pigment in our hair. We lose the elasticity in our skin. We lose our struggle with gravity. Women lose our ability to reproduce. We lose some eyesight and hearing and so on and so on and so on.
This is very depressing, very depressing.
Well, it's going to get worse.
She's honest.
Really, our parents start losing some of their stamina and their health, and of course, this generation is often called the sandwich generation because not only do we have to parent, we have to parent our parents. That's hard. Unfortunately, men's life expectancy is less than women, and men start to die, so we lose mates, we lose friends, we lose colleagues. A lot of times we reach the glass ceiling and we can't progress any further in our careers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, the hardest part and the best part of midlife is that we lose our childish feeling that we're immortal. And we realize, you know, the faces on our watch gets bigger, not just because we can't see it as well, but because it's time is ticking. And we realize that there's going to be an end. And people are living longer and longer and longer now. So that end might be 50 years from now. But at least we know that we're mortal. And so whatever time we have left becomes really important to us. And we really want to fulfill ourselves, basically. We want our time to be well spent. And we lose our patience, I should say, with the inessential. You know, we fight less often. Partly that's because men lose some testosterone, and that's a good thing in the end for, you know, peace of mind. But we don't want to waste our time. You know, we only want to do what we feel is essential to our own fulfillment. What are we here for? Have we done it? And if not, this is the time. If not now, when?
Well, you know, anyone who knows you or has followed you kind of through, because you've been on all the major networks and you've done a lot of great things, including your book, Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. The one thing you're very much into is rituals and ceremonies. And before, and I know this is maybe a touchy subject for a lot of listeners, but before they go, oh, rituals and ceremonies, oh, that's creepy. Okay, well, you know what? Guess what graduation is? Guess what happens in Boy Scouts when you get your Eagle Scouts, or Girl Scouts when you get your Gold Award, or basically taking communion at church. These are all ceremonial or ritual things that we do. So I think it's interesting that you have like a celebration of life, whether it's a celebration of the season or a celebration of, you know, getting older, or really embracing life, no matter where you are in life. And just embracing it. And I think that's what makes you a really special person, Donna.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, think of blowing out the candles on the birthday cake.
That's a ritual.
That's right. And a million others, you know.
The red Ferrari.
No, honey, that's not a ritual. You cannot put red Ferrari and taking communion in the same sentence. Nice try.
Yes, rituals are helpful, and it is. That was great. I'm glad you said that about celebrating where we are. You know, it really irritates me, all these advertisements talking about anti-aging. Well, I'll tell you, anti-aging is death, you know? I mean, we want to be old. I was just...
Well, we want to stay young.
I don't want to be old.
This is the staying young show. We want to stay young at heart. And we want to stay young as far as away from disease and disability. But you're right. As we get older, we don't want to say, oh, gosh, we're past 30. It's over.
Exactly.
Very important.
And, you know, look, old is the new young.
That's right.
You know, I mean, really, people are living... to be 100 now in a very common way. It's not unusual at all. And I've just seen on the web, I mean, I love all this research that I'm doing, all these people in their hundreds, I mean, up to 110, literally, yeah, are still at work, still, yep, playing tennis, tangoing, whatever it is their passion is, and I think that's key.
You know, Don, I haven't even announced this to the listeners. I'm going to announce it right now to the listeners that we're actually putting a Kickstarter campaign out there for a documentary called Capturing Wisdom, and it is going to be all about interviewing these people over 100 years old. So for our listeners, go to stayyoungamerica.com, and you can actually learn more. You can call us at 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100 is toll free if you want to contribute to the Kickstarter campaign. Because what happened with us, Donna, and maybe in your research you found this, when we did our last book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, we interviewed people over 100, and we just fell in love with the stories they have. But don't go away, folks. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking to Donna Hennis. She's author of The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge program by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. Do you suffer from allergies, always clearing your throat, sniffling, or do you have itchy eyes or itchy skin? Well, today is the day to put all that behind you. Seasonal Support is a chewable supplement that will change your life. Seasonal allergies can make you miserable, but Seasonal Support can help give you your life back. Order your seasonal support from Stay Young Vitamins by calling 800-910-3932. 800-910-3932. Seasonal Support's gluten-free, once a day, and it tastes great.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com. 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, so don't forget, coming up, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Write down this number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book. You got to get the riddle right. That's how you win it, folks. But today, we've been talking about the midlife crisis, or we're not going to use the word crisis because we've got a great guest in with us, Donna Hennis. She's the author of The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. Love, love, love your attitude towards aging. It's, you know, Donna, it's so great. And I love that we can bring this to the listeners. Now, I saw a clip of this and I thought it was really fascinating. And that was, you were doing like a ceremonial thing with the spring equinox. So did you ever figure out how come this is the only time that you can get an egg to stand up? I mean, I'm really fascinated by this. I'm like, how did they do that? All the eggs were like standing up.
That's right. Next year you'll have to try it.
Okay. So.
Well, I don't want to say that it is the only time that an egg will stand up. I think that if you work at it hard enough, you could probably get an egg standing up at any day.
I tried it.
And it's really, it's not easy.
It's not.
But on the spring equinox, you know, every year I have a basket of 360 eggs and they just plop them down. It's not just plop them down. I mean, you have to balance them.
Right. But it works. That's how you line them up and they're like actually staying up and they're not hard boiled. They are like regular raw eggs.
Regular raw eggs. It's amazing to me. And I've never found out why. I've asked physicists and geologists and geographers and on and on. And the first response is, oh, that's ridiculous.
And you know what they did? They wrote it on their calendar and they went and tried it.
Exactly. And then I get pictures. This is the egg's standing on my kitchen counter. This is on my bookshelf. Is it okay? My egg's been standing for 3 weeks. Is this okay? You know,
that is just, you know, I saw it and I was like, no. I was like, I can't believe it. All right. So we've been talking a lot about ceremonies, and we're going to talk coming up about some of the health ceremonies, and I like to call them this health ceremonies that we should be incorporating. But before we do that, you're a big proponent of nature, and I think nature goes so hand in hand with good health. And I read something, and I wish I would have prepared this for the show, but you may be able to talk to this topic. I read something about how important it is to go barefoot on the earth. And so many times we're always in shoes, but we're never actually putting our feet on the grass or on the dirt.
That's right. That's absolutely right. The earth supports us, and it supports everything that feeds us. You know, the earth, they don't call it Mother Earth for nothing.
Right.
You know? And she, I like to call the earth she, because she is our mother. I mean, all the elements comprise us, you know, fire, air, earth, and water. And when we pass, we go right back into her. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. And the earth is very healing. So going barefoot is really making that connection. And you know what else I think is really hard for urban, suburban people is beyond the fact that everything is pavement and shoe leather, and we hardly ever do touch the earth. Everything is light.
Mm-hmm.
We have light pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And there are generations now of children who have never literally been in the dark.
Well, the first time I was in the dark, this is kind of a crazy story. I don't even know if I've told you this, honey, but I was a kid, and we went to the Mammoth Caves, and I was down there with my dad, and I was really terrified. I'd never been in before that I could remember being in real total darkness. And at some point, I must have let go of his hand, and the lights came, you know, they lit a match, and I realized I was holding a different person's hand. It was very terrifying, but I'll never forget how it was completely silent. And it was completely dark, and that was a whole nother experience.
Exactly. And that's and besides light pollution, we do have noise pollution for sure. And so we are so separate from the natural world, and I feel that's why we are in the process of destroying it. You know, I
right.
mean, we really are not respected. How about respecting Mother Earth?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to the point where it's scary, you know, and I know that there are deniers, but I don't know how anybody can deny that the weather is absolutely cuckoo right
let
now.
Let me tell you, my parents live in Michigan. We live in Texas. It's everywhere, the whole crazy weather thing. All right, let me ask you something, because the show we've been talking here about midlife and midlife changes. What role do you think, and I'm going to ask Dr. Gam the same thing, I want both of you to answer, and I may throw something in at the end. What role do you think not connecting with nature is playing on the family? And when I say the family, I mean the relationship between the husband and the wife, the health of the family, the health of the individuals, and then the relationship between the parents and the children.
I think it all comes from a lack of reverence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that we are all connected, literally. We are all one. We are one family of humanity. And that lack of reverence has led us to be so, oh, I don't know, so what, ridiculously, shamefully, have this weird bravado that makes us feel like we're the boss of nature.
Mm.
And
yeah.
If anybody...
Isn't that kind of funny?
I mean, tornado or a snowstorm.
Yeah, they realize they're not, right?
Exactly. I mean, who's the boss here, really?
Let me ask that same question to Dr. Gammon here.
You know, I think that... although there's a lot of people that get out in nature, in the woods or at the lake or whatever, and they disconnect from from life. They disconnect from the stresses of life. They disconnect from the internet, from TV. I think there's a lot of families that don't. A lot of families more or less stay in the cities. You know, it's a situation they're at the dinner table and everyone's on their phones. And I think it's just so important that more families as a family get out, get into the woods, smell the pine in the woods, breathe the fresh air, play board games together around an open fire, you know, get away from it all and sort of bond more as a family out in nature. I just think that's so
important.
Where
was it we went to? Was it the redwoods, the big trees?
The Muir Woods in Northern California.
That was another very... I don't even know what the word is, but we were there and just standing there among these giant trees. First of all, I could breathe great. but secondly, it really put things in perspective. I think when we get so busy and we're, you know, everything's on, the TV's on, the phones are on, everything's on, we're on, we got all these messages coming at us that, you know, you deserve this, you need to have this. But getting away from all that, getting back to nature, I love that trip. And not just because of how it made me feel inside, but I think it was a very good bonding experience for the two of us to be out in nature. And it's so for when we talk about midlife, if you are in that midlife and you're feeling a crisis, go to the woods, go to the ocean, get out there, experience the world outside the four walls, the world outside of the car, the world outside of all the technology, and reconnect. It's so important.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. You're both right on target. It's so important. And so much of our stress and the stress of midlife, the stress of, you know, parents and children, empty nest, and what am I doing, and oh, my God, am I going to retire, and blah, 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 blah. It's because we have been brainwashed, really, that this is all the real world. They call that, well, be serious, this is the real world. And it's not the real, real world, you know. That I call that the clock and dollar world.
Mm-hmm.
The real, real world is, how do birds fly?
Yeah.
How do those gigantic 35-story tall trees grow out of a little seed?
Mm-hmm.
How are babies born? I mean, how... etc. That's the real, real world. And when we connect with it, we realize that we're part of it. We're not separate from it. We're not the boss of it. And that translates in our human relationships, you know, in the family, in the community, in the schools, and in, you know, business and everything.
Well, Donna, you've been absolutely fantastic. It's Donna Hennes, and that's spelled H-E-N-E-S. She's author of The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. All right, grab your pen, write down this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. And don't forget, you can always download free podcasts of the show by going to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. Coming up, medical mania trivia at the end of the show. Also, we're going to talk about some health ceremonies that you should be incorporating into your life every day.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas concierge programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. Do you suffer from allergies, always clearing your throat, sniffling, or do you have itchy eyes or itchy skin? Well, today is the day to put all that behind you. Seasonal Support is a chewable supplement that will change your life. Seasonal allergies can make you miserable, but Seasonal Support can help give you your life back. Order your Seasonal Support from Stay Young Vitamins by calling 800-910-3932. 800-910-3932. Seasonal Support's gluten-free, once a day, and it tastes great.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today's show has been all about the midlife crisis. So if you missed the show, don't forget, you can always go to StayYoungAmerica.com. You can download podcasts free from there, or you can go to iTunes and just download it right onto your phone so you can listen to it while you're running or while you're driving or whatever. But anyways, the show is always about something new. So if you're just now kind of a listener on the Staying Young show, there's like 200 podcasts. They're all free and you can download them. So start downloading them and you'll be amazed at how much you learn in just a short period of time.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we've got Susan Post. She's out of Essexville, Michigan. You know, we got a lot of listeners in Michigan. I love Michigan. That's where my parents live, Susan.
Oh, that's nice. Where at?
So they live in Croswell. Do you know where that is?
Yes, in the Thumb area, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think you
yes,
hold up.
It is.
It is?
It's near Port Huron.
No, I thought it was like here. Look, we're holding up our hands and pointing.
Yeah, right.
That really works for listeners.
That's only Michigan people that hold up their hands.
So, all right, you've been listening a long time to the show, and you kind of play along at home. So you kind of think you can do this, huh?
I hope so.
I bet you can. Now, remember, we don't expect you to get them all right. That's part of the fun. Just have fun with us. But let me let you know what you could win, because we all love that you can play for things. So the first thing out of the Stay Young Vitamin line for our listeners at StayYoungVitamins.com is Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a great supplement. A lot of people take it. We take it. It helps a lot with memory and all kinds of things and staying young. And then also the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, which is at StayYoungSkin.com. StayYoungSkin.com. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
All right. Oh, look, let's go for it.
Okay, Susan, this will be a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Along with midlife crises, when we start losing hair, how many hairs are on the average human scalp? Is it 10,000, 100,000 hairs, a million hairs, or 500,000 hairs?
I'll go with 100,000.
Oh!
That is correct! Great job.
That's good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Susan.
I didn't know the answer to this next one, by the way. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Go on.
Are humans born with more or fewer bones as they will have as an adult?
Fewer bones.
No, it's more. You're born with more bones, and a lot of those bones join together to make one big bone. So, for example,
okay.
A baby's skull has, yes. I think, 5 or 6 bones, and they all combine into one bone as we grow.
But babies have like 300 bones, and adults have 206, so I don't know where the rest of those bones come from.
Yeah. Okay, now, another midlife crisis issue is we lose taste buds. So by what age do we lose half of our taste buds? And I'm going to give you a multiple choice. So by what age do we lose half our taste buds? Is it 40, 50, 60, or 70?
I will go with 60.
Oh. You are correct again.
She's so good. All right. Did somebody send you these questions?
Judy, you sent her the questions,
no, obviously. I'm like, what the heck? No, Susan's been listening.
I'm talking about myself.
There you go. You're like, this just doesn't taste right. Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a fun question. And I'll give you multiple choice again. When you lick a stamp, how many calories do you eat when you lick a stamp?
Do you eat?
Yeah. Is it a tenth of a calorie?
You don't eat the stamp.
Well, no, the stuff on the back of the stamp. I think our listeners know what I'm talking about here.
Well, now that they're young, because all the stamps are self-stick now, but go on.
Okay. If you lick a stamp, you get some calories in from the glue on the stamp. Is it a tenth of a calorie, 1 calorie, 10 calories, or 100 calories?
I'll go with 1 calorie.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to give you a hint. I was going to say it's less than a Tic Tac. If I would have said that, what would you have said?
Probably a tenth.
Yeah, see, I should
have
given you the
correct
hint. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, Judy's always trying to give everything away here.
That's why they like me.
Okay. I think you'll get the last one here.
Okay.
Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails?
Fingernails.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Very good, Susan.
Okay, Susan, you did pretty good.
Thank you.
But we like you.
Oh, thank you.
So,
even though you're from Michigan, okay?
Hey, that's why I especially like you. She's a Michigander. All right, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you both anyways. We're going to send you the resveratrol, and we're going to send you some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream because, Susan, I love that you listen to the show, and I love that you call in Dementia Defender answers sometimes too.
Yes, I do. I love listening to that and seeing if I can come up with the answer, and I always learn something from your show.
Oh, thanks.
And now today I did learn about the babies, and I kind of forgot about that yes, they're bones do fuse together. So now I'm going to be a little bit smarter.
Well, you know, here's what you do. You get all your friends together or family, and you just kind of casually sit back and say, hey, I got a trivia question for you. You probably know the answer. And then you give it to them, and they're going to think you're so smart.
Yes, they will.
All right. Take care, Susan.
Thank you so much, and I'll continue listening to your show.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love it when we have longtime listeners on the show. So if you're listening to the show and you want to play with us, definitely give us a call. 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. We've got the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, happy, healthy, and wise. And you're going to need that number, 844-WELL-100. How you win the book is you have to answer the riddle correctly. You have to give us your information so we know where to ship the book. And if you get it wrong, I'll just send you a postcard that says, you know, thanks for playing, but that wasn't it. And I'll tell you what the right answer is. So I thought we would talk about, just end it for a little minute here on midlife crisis. Well,
I ordered the red Ferrari while you were talking.
Oh, no, you did not.
No, I didn't. I can't afford a Ferrari.
That's good, because if you could afford a red Ferrari, there'd be something really wrong with the medical system.
But maybe a Corvette might be an idea.
Hmm. I can't reach the pedals on a Corvette.
That's good. That's a very good
really?
Thing. Yes. I mean, if a man's going to have a midlife crisis, he wants it to be his crisis, you know? You don't want to share your crisis.
If they could only see the look that I'm giving you right now, the look. And Anderson isn't even here to help me out, you know? I think when you're both here, sometimes you gang up on me, but sometimes he comes to my rescue. Every once in a while.
Yeah, we need to get a webcam so people can see us.
So they can see me holding up my hand and pointing to the Michigan thing or the looks that you guys give.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a listener once say that I giggle too much. And
that's true.
Did I giggle too much?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, but it's charming and cute. So.
Well, good. I had another listener, just to let you know, who sent me this really nice email saying that she loves that I laugh and that I giggle and it makes her day. And she giggles along with me.
Well, I agree with her completely.
You can't ride both sides of this coin.
That music means it's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender is swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. Judy, pay attention to this riddle.
Okay.
One night, one dark and stormy night, a man receives a call from the police. The police tell the man that his wife was murdered and that he should reach the crime scene as soon as possible. The man drops the phone. He jumps in his car. He drives 100 miles an hour, 20 minutes to the crime scene.
In his red Ferrari.
And as soon as he reaches the crime scene, the police arrest him and impound his Ferrari. And he is convicted of murder. How did the police know that he committed the crime? Send in your answer.
Okay, this is how you do it. You got to call us 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go online to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the form online and send us. Here's what you got to do. This is really important. We need the correct answer. We need your name, and we need to know where to ship the book. And if you get it right, we're going to send you a free copy of our book, Age to Perfection. It's an award-winning book. If you don't know the answer, you don't like to play, and you just want to buy the book, you can either call us 844-WELL-100, say, hey, I want to buy the book, or you can go on any major bookseller. You go to Amazon, you go to Barnes & Noble, wherever. But this is so important. If you want to win it, we got to know the right answer, we got to know who you are, and we got to know where to send the book. But hey, come back next week. Join us right here as we bring you information that you can use.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932
or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.